Support for this podcast comes from San Francisco International Airport. At SFO, you can discover award-winning flavors and unique shops all before takeoff. Learn more about what's at SFO at flysfo.com.
Hey, it's Avery Trufelman, host of Articles of Interest. And I've got to say, I've been a fan of KQED ever since I was a little kid, and I would come out to San Francisco to visit my grandma. It was just what we'd always turn on every time we got in the car, every time we were making dinner and turning on the radio. It was always KQED. And then over the years, I've become a massive fan of KQED podcasts because this is local reporting at its best. These are answers to questions you've always wanted to know, interviews with exciting, unusual voices, necessary journalism, all told with love and care and artistry. And did you know that a majority of KQED's funding actually comes from members? It's just people like you and me supporting the programs they love, while also getting access to cool events, behind-the-scenes footage, and so much more. If you want to sign up and be a part of this amazing community, visit donate.kqed.org/podcasts to become a member today. That's podcasts with an S. Thank you for listening, and thank you for your support.
From KQED.
One last reminder that the Bay is hosting a free live event tonight. That is Monday, January 25th at 6 p.m. I'll be speaking with all kinds of KQED reporters about what living in the Bay Area might look like this year. And we'll be taking your questions. To sign up, just go to the link in our show notes or go to kqed.org/events. Hope to see you there. There's one part of our democracy that's especially personal to me, that I've been struggling with and thinking a lot about lately. And that's the role that local media plays. That includes me as a journalist, shows like The Bay, and newsrooms like KQED.
Utility is so important in what we're offering as a public service. I think that's one of the purest examples, right, of how local journalism can strengthen a democracy.
This is our series, By the People, about how democracy operates in the spaces around us and where you can plug in. Today, in our final episode of the series, we talk with KQED's own newsroom leaders about where local news fits in a fragile democracy. I'm Devin Katayama. Welcome to The Bay.
Hi, I'm Sasha Coca, host of the California Report magazine. Every week, we bring you stories about what connects us in the giant, diverse Golden State. Because what happens in California changes the world.
I love this place. We were once seen as like the place to be, California. The land of milk and honey. That's where you go to Sunshine State. But we just have challenges right now.
KQED's California Report magazine. New episodes drop every Friday, wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, this is Brittany Luce from NPR's It's Been a Minute. KQED's podcasts like The Bay, Bay Curious, Mind Shift, Right Nowish, and more all tell the stories of the Bay and beyond with reliable, human-centered journalism. They aim to inspire, make you think, entertain, and expand your understanding of the place you call home. Here's how you can support podcasting at KQED.
Showing your support is easy, and you can join Brittany in supporting KQED Podcast too at donate.kqed.org/podcast. That's donate.kqed.org/podcast.
In one sentence, what's the role of local news in a healthy democracy?
In one or two sentences? Are you kidding me?
Devin's like, boil down the meaning of the word.
Got you. This is Ethan Tovin Lindsay, KQED's Executive Editor of News, and Vinny Tong, KQED's Director of News.
I think local news is really offers one of the most important, essential connections in a functioning democracy. And by that, I mean locally where we live, that is where people have the most direct connection, right, to our system of governance. And that means that local news is a part of making that connection, a part of encouraging that participation at that level, that is really sort of the thing that makes democracy run.
One when you moved into news as a young journalist, what were you like as a reporter starting out?
My first real job, actually, there's another Vinny connection. Vinny graduated from undergrad and went to the Salinas Californian. And then she then went to journalism school after that. I went to journalism school and wasn't nearly as cool as Vinny. So then she helped get me a job at the Salinas Californian. That was the mind opener, being in Salinas. It was right after 9/11. And I remember doing stories about is the lettuce supply, food supply safe from chemical weapons? And those stories, all sort of hokey because it was this post 9/11 mindset, were also this is what sustains this community. This is what these people are thinking about and living with. And sort of it reminded me why journalism was, does what it does.
Honestly, what I really, really wanted more than anything after I left the Daily Cal and Cal was to be a reporter in at a newspaper covering local news, because there's really no better experience, I think, for that community-based reporting, to sort of understand what's your role in the community as a journalist? How do you gather information? How do you verify facts? How do you even decide as a young journalist, what are the important stories to tell? So, that job that we both had at different times was a really important, place that I learned so much about journalism and how to do it and what kind of journalist I wanted to be.
You know, we all know about Trump's war on the media and the truth over the last 4 years. And as leaders of a local newsroom, how did you see that show up at KQED here in the Bay Area, even though we weren't covering him specifically on a regular basis?
Early on, I, remember seriously talking with editors and people in the newsroom, having the conversation of, this person is ostensibly the most important person in the world. Anything that person says is important. If they tweet X, then that could be policy. And very early on, we probably, made the mistake, as other media outlets, of chasing tweets like that. And I think it's definitely both about this presidency and sort of the broader question of, just because someone with power or authority or considered an expert says something, how newsworthy is that? And not just how newsworthy is it, but we are players in this process. And if that person is trolling or is spinning or is using you or the media to get that point across, how do you prevent yourself from being complicit in that game?
You both are now leading a newsroom, not just journalists within a newsroom, which means that you're also responsible for the reporters, the producers, everybody at KQED who works in the news department. Which is a big responsibility. How have you seen the last 4 years affect reporters and producers who you work with?
It's really wearing and it's traumatizing. And I think that journalists are really resilient people, and it speaks to their dedication and their purpose that we have covered everything that's happened in the last 4 years, right up until the last 2 weeks, I would say. But I won't lie, it's really taken its toll. It's been a really difficult time for many people, and that includes the people who work in our newsroom.
Obviously, it's been really hard as a reporter to cover the last 4 years, just based on the news that's been happening. But there's also something happening within journalism and media itself, where we're trying to address our complicity in a lot of the problems that are perpetuated in the media. And I'm wondering if that's true for you, that you've had moments where it's kind of changed the way you've thought about journalism and your role.
I was one of these journalists who sort of fell into a thread where this Washington Post editor, Len Downey, and Jim Lehrer of the NewsHour didn't vote. They sort of famously didn't vote. They talked about why they didn't vote. And I hadn't voted in a presidential election since 2000. But this year, I went to the polls. I voted. It felt like a year that that changed my understanding of my dual roles as both a journalist and a citizen and my obligations to social justice and humanity that I think I had created a false severing of before.
Vinny, was there a moment for you that changed the way you think about your role in reporting and journalism and local news?
Yeah, I guess a couple different moments, which is, KQED has been a really good place where I've been able to explore a little bit more about race and systemic racism and identity. You know, frankly, having the conversations that we had on the Bay in 2018 with you, Devin, and with Erica Aguilar, we just really started to kind of consider that if systemic racism is in fact systemic, that it had a role and that it was in every story, whether we sort of saw it there or not. And that was actually a really huge turning point for me in terms of being able to understand finally, I think, that my identity as a Asian American woman was not necessarily a liability, as it was sort of cast in a world of objectivity, but more of an asset.
I mean, these are big things to talk about and big things to tackle as a newsroom. And everything in the last 4 years moved really quickly, and it really didn't stay the same. I feel like we were always evolving both our language and what we were putting out there, but then also within the newsroom talking about where are our blind spots as media. And with that in mind, I'm curious, when you think back at the last few years, are there things that you would have done differently?
Thinking back to some of the like journalistic cliches, you know, I probably said early on, Trump helped explode a lot of those. Like, we aired his press conferences live for a number of, years where he was spewing lies. And we've since made editorial decisions to not do that. But you know, catching up to that reality of our role in this was hard to do.
This is actually the last episode in our By the People series, which, as you all know, have been about democracy in the Bay Area. And I wanted to ask both of you, what are examples you've seen where local journalism has helped democracy and made it stronger?
Some of the coverage of Vallejo and what's going on there reveals to me the necessity of, you know, watchdog journalism and people holding powerful police officers and others to account to see what is going on. The exposing of some of the realities that without local journalism, no one would know that these things were happening, to me proves it the worth.
Something as straightforward and, I mean, super valuable as the Prop Fest that Bay Curious led and created ahead of the election. I mean, utility is so important in what we're offering, right, as a public service. And the journalism, the sort of curation that series provides literally helped people decide how to vote. I think that's one of the purest examples, right, of how local journalism can strengthen a democracy. And, you know, maybe it's a cliche of journalism like, oh, you know, we provide good information, but that's not a thing to be underestimated. I mean, if anything, it's really underscored in the last 4 years that good information is, you can't just count on that showing up out of nowhere for free, right? And yet, you know, we are public media and that's what we're offering for free, good information on stuff that matters to your life.
And we saw that during the wildfires too. Like, you need certain basic information, and in a way I almost feel like that utility you're talking about is incredibly important to have.
I think that was the wildfires were a real wake-up call for that for our newsroom, and I think other newsrooms in the Bay Area too, which was
there's the news, the stories of the individuals, you know, living through this. But there's also like the, what's the evacuation route? Or what do I need to have, you know, in my go bag if I have to evacuate? Like public service journalism that is very different, but just as necessary as the narrative storytelling that, that journalism does so well too.
Thinking about this as a democracy episode, in a healthy democracy, how do you envision the role of local news?
I mean, success might look like no single person who wanted to know what might happen in their local government ever feels blindsided by a decision, that they had enough information to decide when and how to participate or not, and the local news, that local journalism was part of the conduit of that information. I think like a key component of success is to offer that good information, to foster trust so that people want to participate, so that they feel like they have actual impact on those policy decisions that can affect their lives. So that to me is like the healthiest form of it, is that that feedback loop is working.
It almost sounds like what you're saying is like local news itself should be a democratic process.
Yes, I think that's an important component.
Thank you both so much for speaking with us and being so willing to talk about all this.
Thanks, Devin.
Thank you, Devin.
Thanks to KQED's Director of News, Vinny Tong, and Executive Editor, Ethan Tovin-Lindsay. So this is our final episode in our series, By the People, and I've loved hearing about all the ways people are stepping up locally here in the Bay Area to make democracy work in their communities. And one thing that Kat Brooks said in one of our episodes that has stuck with me is, do what makes your heart sing. That not everybody has to show up at city council meetings or protesting in the streets. There are all these opportunities around us, using our democratic values as a guide to make the Bay Area a better place. And so I encourage you all to find where you fit into all this. And if you already know, tell us about it. We're on Twitter at TheBayKQED, or you can always email us, we're TheBay@KQED.org. To see all of our episodes in our By the People series, check out the link in our show notes, or go to KQED.org/ByThePeople. The series was produced by Erica Cruz Guevara, Kiana Mogadam, Shaylin Martos, myself, and our editor, Alan Montecilio. And actually, I'd like to single out Kiana for just a second, who you actually heard from in this series and who joined the team for the series and who helped us launch our newsletter. We're going to miss having you on the team on the day-to-day, but I know we're still going to see you around the Zooms. The Bay was made by your local public media station, KQED. I'm Devin Katayama. That's it from us. Talk to you next time.
Hey, what's up? I'm Erica Cruz Guevara, the host of The Bay. Donations keep independent journalism alive and healthy. And you support outstanding journalism when you support KQED. So if you haven't yet, check out donate.kqed.org/podcasts. That's donate.kqed.org/podcasts with an S.